Hear ye, hear ye. Now introducing a new podcast from an enclosed porch in North Florida, The Dames of Hallsnark. Trying to do a whole thing here. That's cool, cool, cool. So basically, this is a podcast I started with my friends Christy and Sarah. I am Jennifer. We love to watch schmaltzy, made-for-TV, now in the modern era, sometimes made-for-streaming movies. These movies were made most popular by Hallmark Channel. I'm sure everyone's familiar with their Christmas movies, but there are movies like this for all year round, and we are watching them, we are drinking, and then we're reviewing them and recording it all for your enjoyment. The features of some of these movies are a little bit debatable. What makes a Hallmark style movie? What makes it this category? I would say one feature is it has to star a TV star from back when. They're a little past their prime, but they're definitely recognizable. It has to have a over-the-top love story that's very improbable. It has to have a low budget. Anything with a high budget, you can't make it. I want to see the extras being very reused, the sets being reused, everything really kind of stark and bare bones. And a lot of the features in the early ones were that they were straight to TV, be they Lifetime, be they Hallmark, but they're straight to TV. But now we have Netflix does their own style, so that's also thrown in. So that kind of throws off the definition a little bit, but feel free to email us. We have Dames of Hallsnark, that's Hallsnark at gmail.com with what you feel describes one of these movies, because I feel like very many people enjoy them and they have different criteria for what they enjoy. If it's too serious, it's not. There's the serious ones. There's also the ones that are more Lifetime style, which would be like, you know, my stepson, my lover sort of a thing. We're including it all. We love to hate watch all of it. So this is sort of an introduction of the podcast, and I'm going to announce the first movie that we watched and reviewed, and it's called Bed and Breakfast. It stars Dean Cain and Juliana Paes. I assume I say that correctly.
Your father left you a rather large inheritance.
Well, what is it?
Minus signs.
Negative signs?
Like very negative. The debt is now yours. There is something. It seems he owned a piece of land in California.
It turns out someone lives in the house. His name is Sullivan.
What is it, a bed and breakfast?
This place isn't even finished yet.
We don't open for another week and a half.
It does make things more complicated.
I think I can write him an email. He'll understand, right?
Well, that's one of those scam things. And there's probably a Russian hacker in his mom's basement.
Shooting the moon, like the old days.
Say cheese.
Yeah. Cheese!
Hi, Maria.
If you're gonna settle this quickly, you'll have to go to the States.
You are Jake Sullivan.
Yes, I am.
This is my beautiful wife, Sonia, and we are here to savor the local wines.
I did some snooping in their room. Her name is not Sonia, and I found this.
That guy upstairs, he's not even your husband.
He's my lawyer, and I brought him with me to help me take back my property.
If you think that you can scam me out of my house, you can forget about it.
Put some clothes on, sister. We dress for breakfast in this country.
This land was given to me by my grandmother.
Flo may have been your grandmother, but she was my friend.
You want the house. How do you communicate that to Jake?
If you think I'm just gonna give up, you can forget about it.
We want every night, we want to remember.
There's a hole in the floor where the toilet should be.
What are you doing? Are you cleaning for them too?
Hello.
I propose a toast to love, life, liberty, and lots of wine.
I'm gonna go get some beer.
I guess is what you call serendipity.
I love this place.
It on Amazon Prime, but I also know that the full version of the movie is also available on YouTube, and I will be posting that on our Facebook page. Facebook page is also Dames of Hall Snark. And we will have the first full episode up in about a week, but I wanted to give everyone time to, if you want to watch the movie first and then listen to the podcast, maybe that would be more ideal, particularly if you love this style of movie. I have to say, no spoilers, but I do recommend this movie. If you like a Hallmark style movie, this one is going to be right up your alley. You've got Dean Cain post Lois and Clark. His brother inexplicably is played by Bill Engvall. Yeah, the here's your sign guy. So that's crazy. Yep, so we have the Facebook page, Dames of Hall Snark, up right now. We have the Gmail. It's all connected. Episodes, getting on all of your normal podcast places, anywhere you can listen to a podcast. If I'm missing anything, if there is a podcatcher of your choice where we aren't being featured, please email damesofhallsnark@gmail.com. Let me know. We will change it unless it costs money because I'm poor. So that's probably not going to happen, but if it's free, I'll do it. If all it is my Wi-Fi connection, we're on it. Sarah and Christy are a blast to hang out with. I think you'll enjoy them. I enjoy just being their friend, so it'll work out. I think you'll like it. And thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.